This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Time now to switch gears from the Packers. We go back to the Milwaukee Brewers. We talked about a little bit there in the first hour with a guy I've wanted to get on for some time. He is Dan Szymborski, senior writer for FanGraphs. You've seen him on ESPN. Dan, thanks for coming on, man. Really appreciate it. Follow Dan on Twitter at @dszymborski. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Doing good, man. I've got questions, and because I am a Brewers fan, diehard, long time, and I feel like every year we get underestimated by all these projections that come out, no matter where they are from. Why do you think that consistently happens?
Well, one of the things that the Brewers have done really well is developing bullpen arms out of nowhere. They shed an arm every year, and they just seem to find another one to replace it. I was definitely well under their actual total last year. Last year, I had pretty much every team finishing in the NL Central a few games within 500, and the Brewers safely beat that. I did not get the full extent of William Contreras' peak. 2023, he repeated it in 2024. The projections do look better this year, although it does have the Cubs a little bit better, which isn't that, you know, the best thing you'd like to hear, but you know, projections do have pretty large error ranges.
Okay, so let's talk about the Brewers before we get to the trader and his Cubs team down in Chicago. So from the Brewers' perspective, obviously, right, they lose two big guys. They lose Willy Adames in the middle of the order. They don't replace the power at all. There still isn't an answer, it doesn't appear, as far as what's happening at shortstop or third base, because Joey Ortiz is going to short, and then somebody is going to third, or Terang is going to short, and somebody else is going to second. We still don't have clarity there. The closer role, I think people feel much better in because of Trevor Megill and the job he did last year replacing Devin Williams. Where is your biggest question mark with this Brewers team right now?
I think you kind of got one of those concerns. It is that last spot in the infield, because however it shakes out, you're replacing Adames with some combination of Durbin and Oliver Dunn and maybe Tyler Black. And while those players do have some value, they're not obviously going to match Adames over the course of a full season. And I think the bullpen is in pretty good shape. It hurts to lose Devin Williams, but the team can replace him. And Nestor Cortes is actually a pretty solid bounce-back candidate. And when you're counting on innings from pitchers like Brandon Woodruff coming off a shoulder injury, it's good to have these extra options in the rotation. And they may, even if it's not as flashy, be just as important as having a guy like Williams.
When you do projections for players at FanGraphs, a guy like Garrett Mitchell is a guy that I'm always curious about, because the man hasn't been able to stay healthy for 2 years. So how then does that impact the projection as far as what he's going to do on an upcoming season?
Well, unfortunately, it creates a great deal of uncertainty. Computer projections look back at their minor league careers, and there's a lot to like, but there's still a lot of unknowns about Mitchell. But being an unknown, isn't necessarily a bad thing, because unknown players might have some more downside, but they also have a lot more uncertain upside, so to speak. So Mitchell is, you know, you don't want to count on him and say, oh, he's going to be an all-star this year, but there is that kind of upside there.
He is Dan Zimborski, senior writer for FanGraphs. Follow him on Twitter at DZimborski. Joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's on the Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. What about Jackson Chirio? Obviously, if we're going on minor league numbers, he exploded. Now, they have another prospect coming stateside this year in Jesus Made, who may be as good or better than Chirio. But as far as Jackson Chirio goes now, you don't have a huge sample size to make a projection. So what does that look like?
Well, one thing you do have to take into account is that rookies that play as well as Chirio did or as well as Jackson Merrill did, they do tend to take a step back in the second year simply because the best rookies of any given year are probably having an above-average season for them. It's not any sophomore slump. Long-term, I mean, the Zips projections have Chirio as pretty much the second-best outfielder in baseball over the next decade once you look to the very long distance. So, obviously, the Brewers have already signed him long term, I think through 2033, if memory serves. So even if his numbers drop back a little from this year, he's still going to be a big, big plus. And I think he gives the team the most likely star upside this season after Contreras.
The best bargain deal the Brewers have ever made in their life was that Jackson Chirio contract. It looks like $10 million a year for that long. Oh, my God. It's an amazing steal. Okay, so I want to get your thoughts on Zips and what that means, because I think people see it and don't understand it. You mentioned Zips there. What does Zips projection mean?
Well, it's simply a set of computer algorithms that takes a player's history, compares each player to every other player in baseball history at a similar point in their careers, and kind of get a rough guess, just trying to sift through the numbers to get a little peek at the future. Obviously, the future is foggy, and you're going to be wrong a lot by design, and people remind me when I'm wrong a lot. You should see people are still angry with me about a projection for Lasting's millage, which must be 20 years ago almost now. People are still mad about that. But the idea is to just kind of get an idea of where a player's going and kind of a range of what they can do. Obviously, you're going to have surprises, but it's fun to peer through that fog a little bit.
All right, so let's talk about the starting rotation. You brought up Nestor Cortes. We talked about Freddy Peralta. Is there anybody else in that rotation that you kind of have a gleam in your eye about of thinking he might be better than maybe what people are talking?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Think about.
Well, of course, I think Woodruff, obviously the capsule surgery he had is a pretty big deal.
Yep.
But he still has that really high upside because I remember how good he was coming, you know, before the injury. Obviously, you can't pencil him in for 150 innings anymore or an ERA around 3, but that he's a huge upside guy. Zips kind of likes Aaron Civale quite a bit. Thinks that he's not flashy, but he does strike out more guys than you expect from his stuff. He has reasonable control, and in his best seasons, he's had really good walk numbers. That he could be this kind of inning eater guy who can kind of, you know, answer some questions about the rotation.
Yeah, they're going to need some of that for sure. Talk with Dan Zimborski, senior writer for FanGraphs. Follow him on Twitter at @DZimborski. So how much of a gap is there between your projections for the Cubs in first, and I'm assuming the Brewers are in second?
Yeah, it's just over a win, so it's not that big a deal. I wish projections were that accurate that you could say that a team that is projected to win 88 games is better than a team that wins 87 games. But unfortunately, I did not get the almanac from Back to the Future 2. That would be very helpful.
No doubt. We'd make a lot of money. Last year, the Brewers, I think, had them 10 back by the time the season was done. Obviously, adding Kyle Tucker is a gigantic get for the Chicago Cubs in that lineup. They thankfully did not end up with Alex Bregman. So what puts the Cubs in front of the Brewers?
One thing that the Cubs do have is they have a terrific infield defense. They're pretty solid at every position. Matt Shaw should be a pretty good bat for the team. Obviously, you mentioned Tucker. Pete Crow Armstrong is a Gold Glove candidate in center field. He's why the Cubs were so eager to trade off Bellinger this offseason. Their pitching still has some questions, and I think if the Cubs struggle, it's because the pitching didn't come through. But that lineup is really good.
You know, when we talk about this NL Central, the Cardinals have been a mainstay for so long. The Reds have been talked about being a team that, oh, they're going to break through now. They're going to break through now. I've heard that for the last 2 years. That still hasn't happened. Meanwhile, the Pirates, who have been basement dwellers for seemingly ever since Bonds left, are now in a position where their starting rotation is real good. But do they have enough outside of that to be a threat in this division, do you think?
They would need some luck from the offense. You look at kind of the right field, you look at DH, where Andrew McCutchen in 2025 is not the same Andrew McCutchen of a decade ago.
Right.
That offense is a question. They do have some upside there. But I think what makes the Pirates most interesting is that if they do sneak into the playoffs, They had that top three of the rotation that really could put them much deeper into a postseason than people expect if they can get there. I think there's still too many things that could go wrong for the Pirates. I don't expect them to make any big acquisitions during the season, but they're interesting, and that's a lot more than you can say about some of the recent Pirates teams.
So how good are the Dodgers going to be, and how good are the Mets going to be? I don't even think I want to hear what the numbers are. So the Brewers are going to be somewhere in the around the mid-80s, obviously. Are the Dodgers over 100, I would assume?
Zips actually only has the Dodgers in the high 90s. One of the things about where they are when you look at their roster is they're kind of at that point of diminishing returns, that their downside is really high. This is a team with a really high floor.
Wait. Say that again. You just said the Dodgers' downside is real high?
I mean, as in their floor is really high.
Oh, their floor is really high.
Oh, sorry.
You got me excited there, Dan. I was like, wait a second. You think they're going to just tank? This would be amazing. Okay, never mind. The floor is really high.
They're not going to have that White Sox here.
Oh, dang. That's what I was hoping for. Go ahead.
But see, what the Dodgers have is they have like 10 pitchers who could be in a reasonable starting rotation.
Yep.
The problem is if everyone's healthy, they can't get all their value on the field. Where their value and their depth shines is when bad things happen, like it did last year when they went to the postseason with most of their pitching staff on the injured list, and they still kind of scraped through with basically 2.5 starting pitchers. They're probably the best team in the NL, but they're not invincible. But the shocking thing would be is if they really dip far below, say, the upper 80s in a real downside scenario. And that was the funny thing when I was simulating the season, is that there was just no, like, downside for this team. There's something very, very troubling would have to happen for this team to, say, go 70-92.
No. I'll tell you where I'm at. I would be surprised if they win less than 100. I would. I'd be surprised if they win less than 100. Because when you have that much bad luck injury-wise, to think that's going to happen twice probably is not going to happen in back-to-back years, which means if they're semi-healthy, they're going to be a big problem.
But sometimes things happen. One time, my mom borrowed my car. She got a flat tire, a blowout on the expressway. She borrowed my sister's car and got a blowout a mile away the next day on the highway. She calls me, and I say, well, my car, you already blew the tire on it. You have to get someone else to pick you up.
I would not let my mom drive my car anymore. That would be the end of that. Mom, you ain't driving our cars anymore. We'll come pick you up instead.
Dan Zimborski, senior writer for FanGraphs. Follow him on Twitter at DZimborski. Hey, man, a lot of fun. Hopefully we'll catch up during the season.
Thanks for having me.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.